All the world's a stage. All the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. One man in his time plays many parts. Anybody know that? Shakespeare, which play? Oh, As You Like It. As You Like It. I only learned that this morning. And I only learned it because anybody who works with me on a regular basis knows I absolutely love Microsoft Copilot. So I said, Copilot, I know that saying, all the world's a stage. Where does it come from? And lo and behold, it teaches me about it. But it was apt. It was on my mind as I was having last thoughts for this morning. And I was thinking about some of what I wanted to explore together with us. We're thinking about the life of the early church. We're thinking about the book of Acts. And in particular, I want to theme it around what part we play in the story that we belong to. The sense that there is a big story going on around us. And in this moment in time, you are playing a part in that story. You have scenes to take part in. You have a role to play in that story. This is your moment, if you like. We're going to be reflecting on the book of Acts, and we're going to be looking at the moment in that time and the story and the part the early church played. Just for the record, did anybody know that I once trod the boards when I was younger? Once had some roles in pantomime, played random pantomime parts. Did you know that? Yes, you did it. Somebody's got to say it. I thought I really did. Open goal. Oh, it's behind me now. Oh, Joe. Bow. That's brilliant. Yeah, so we're thinking performing. I only said that to get the response. It's just wonderful, thank you. But yeah, we're thinking about the time that we're in and the part that we play. We're thinking about this notion of new horizons. And this week we're thinking about what it means to say, you will be my witnesses. We're thinking about this particular text that comes from Luke. We looked last week at the book of Acts, and we were thinking about how Acts is trying to tell this story in a moment of time, and how Luke is trying to get across a particular record of the actions of the early church. We're reflecting not just on kind of theological themes and ideas, we're also dealing with history. We're dealing a record of what people did after Jesus died in the first few decades after that. So we have this timeline here in which we're acknowledged it's happening near the end of the storyline in that kind of green bubble. That's where we are. So last week we looked at this timeline, starting with Genesis and the first instruction to steward the earth, to care for what we have. And then this kind of story that we have that God's intention is always that we are to be blessed in order to be a blessing to others. That God works in partnership with his creation in order to fulfill his intentions. Jesus came in order to fully embody that, Emmanuel, God with us. That Jesus is coming to live out clearly and perfectly exactly what it's like to live in divine partnership with God and live out his beautiful and good ways in a way that can't help but bless others, bring restoration, bring healing, bring redemption, change lives, bring transformation. Jesus can't help but do that. Just so you know, we've got a quiet room down the end if you want to. It's all right, if you want to go on the end, it's carrying on in there if you want to go. You're also welcome to stay here and we'll cope with the crying. But if you want to carry on watching in there, you're really welcome. So we have this then new commission that then comes. So we have these instructions from Luke and Acts. Luke records it twice, so it's obviously important to him. He records it at the end of his gospel, his good news, and then we see it a second time repeated in the beginning of Acts, as we see this recording and particular instructions. There's this sense of Jesus saying to his disciples, and then they become his apostles, his sent ones. You've been given an experience. You've been given a taste of this notion of the kingdom of God. You've been given a taste of the kingdom of God, and now you are going to witness to that truth. You are going to describe that truth. You're going to live it out. And so here in the end of Luke, it's recorded, you are witnesses of these things. And then in Acts 1, we get it slightly kind of future tense. You will be my witnesses. So you are my witnesses. You have seen what's happened. And now he's setting them a new commission. You will be my witnesses. And this theme of witnessing is really strong in the book of Acts. So it actually appears lots of time. That word witness appears the most in Acts in the whole of the New Testament. And it's always used in this context of the new believers talking of and displaying what it's like to live God's ways. Talking of and displaying who Jesus was and what he was like, what he did, and then displaying his miracles and his power in order to reveal that further. And so we have this example here from Peter. This is one of the things where Peter is being challenged and he preaches. He says, the God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things. And so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. There's this clear instruction for the church then that profound truth has been realized. Life-changing events for the whole of creation have taken place. And the new believers, the church, is witnessing to that truth. And we get to play our part in that. I've used this quote before and I'm going to use it again, so forgive me. It's one of those life quotes for me. The church is a company of players gathered to stage scenes of the kingdom of God for the sake of the watching world. I think that's a really profound challenge to us. Right now, this is a scene of the kingdom of God displayed for the watching world. When we're going around activity in our communities, when we're in our workplaces, when we're with our neighbors, it's an opportunity for a scene of the kingdom of God for the watching world. That's our opportunity. That's what we're witnessing to. So actually what we're going to do now is hear what that witnessing looks like. We're going to hear what some of those performances are around us. And that's not to kind of deride it as anything fake. That's about how are people living out that calling today amongst us. So would you please welcome to the stage Mr. Nick Weber, Ms. Ellaline Cummings, Mr. Adrian Peacock. I'm going to nick this microphone because we're having fun with microphones. And I drag it. Where can I drag it? Drag it this way. And if somebody says I'm going to break something, please shout. Is this going to be? Oh, okay. Thank you, Ant. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You have this one.
I got that one. Teamwork. Thank you, Richmond. Got a bit more on that one. Welcome, guys. Really great to have you. Now, we've got some sheets here, actually. So if anybody likes to pay attention and make notes while you're listening, Nick, would you mind popping that on the table behind you, please? If anybody likes to make notes on what these guys are saying, then you can grab one. They're on the table there. Please grab it, and then you can take notes if you like to listen. All right, then. So, Adrian, I'm particularly interested for you. You were on my mind when we were at the pub a couple of months ago. Once a month, do you want to tell us what you do once a month? It's all John's fault, whatever happens. But once a month, you're at the pub with a group of guys. Would you say that feels like a kind of place of witnessing to you? And tell us, what is that kind of scene for you? What's going on there?
Well, basically, it's a gathering of Christian guys, but at the same time, it's open to whoever else wants to come and who we want to encourage to come, if you see what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you see that as a place of kind of a place where you could be witnessing to God, witnessing to who Jesus is in that space? What's your kind of mentality when you're there?
So I've seen it as a place where we can rub up alongside others who don't have a faith and who might be exploring faith.
Yeah, that's lovely. Well, that's a good starter. Do you want to pass it on to Ellaline? Ellabella, where is your kind of witness field? What does it mean to you? Where do you think you're kind of a witness to Jesus in who you are?
Well, at school, because I see a lot of people, and yeah, at school.
Yeah, main school's your main space.
School and like clubs.
School and clubs. People. Okay. And what does that look like for you? What would you say being a witness looks like for you in school or in those settings then?
Like, just, I don't know. I mean, I look very different when I'm doing it. Like, I don't fit in, which is okay. But just being nice and not like ganging up, not gossiping, and just being nice and being an open book if anyone wants to ask me questions about my faith.
And I guess at times that's mean there have been a couple of moments when people have given you a hard time, and how you've responded to that has kind of hopefully stood out a little bit. Is that fair?
Yeah. So instead of like just getting really angry and being like, oh no, you're a horrible person, just be like, okay, just be nice to them and just try and pray for them or what.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Alabella. Nick, what about you? What's your kind of place of witness? Where would you say you're witnessing most?
Well, I'm a mental health nurse. I work part-time, and I work with people who are usually highly disturbed or in need in some way, and I have to see them for an assessment either within 4 hours or 24 hours, so it's quite an urgent service I work for. So my primary contact with people is in that kind of context. But I also work with people in my team, and it's quite a kind of worldly kind of environment. And you know, sometimes it's very difficult to be a witness in terms of how you think a witness would be, but it's kind of showing those character gifts which are really important in the workplace. And I feel I can be a really good Christian by being a good employee, being the best I can, and acting in that way.
That's nice. Thanks, Nick. Is there any particular times when you feel like it's most natural to you, or where particular moments that stand out where you think, oh, well, I can kind of particularly display something of following Jesus at this time? It's more just like a day-to-day thing, or are there particular moments, either if people are in crisis or something's going on in the team?
Yeah, so particularly if I'm talking to somebody over the phone about a situation they're experiencing. And, you know, in today's world, there's a lot of trauma around in people's lives, and a lot of pain and a lot of hardship. And you kind of get really see the situations which people are walking through day to day. And what I find is that when I'm talking to them, you've got to be the best thing that's happened to them that day. And you can often find yourself thinking along certain lines. You're getting a picture in your mind that kind of just helps highlight and identify their situation and helps to bring wisdom into that situation. And that can often be a healing, and it's quite a miracle in itself. You know, so it's those kind of softer elements of being a witness, which I think we can all do. And we all do it, but it's just as important as the harder side of being a witness, or the declaratory side of being a witness. That you can bring that same kind of thing into those people's situations and be a witness in that way.
I love that. What was that line? You're going to be the brightest moment of that day. Is that
the best? You're going to be the best thing that's happened to that person that day.
You're going
to have to connect with them in that way. So maybe some of you haven't experienced me in that particular kind of way, and perhaps I'm deluded.
who's known that from Nick? Who's had that experience? Come on. Yeah, we got some hands up. You're okay, Nick. You're okay, Nick. Thank you. Ellaline, are there times when you've been particularly encouraged? Were there times when you say, I think I did that well? I think I witnessed a witness to God well?
Well, just when I like look back, and at the end of the day, I'll just like look back on the events and be like, damn, I was all right then. Yeah. I'm not so bad.
Absolutely, you're not so bad. Yeah.
Just looking back and thinking, oh, that was nice. I could have done this, but instead I did this, and I could have just like been a light in someone, being a light in the darkness, I guess.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Adrian, can I take you back then to a couple of months ago? We were in town together. I've forgotten the name of the pub now. The one with the lovely pork scratching.
Pig and Whistle or something.
Fat Pig. The Fat Pig. Highly recommend the Fat Pig in town. Lovely pub. Now, we were all there, and then one of the group, we don't need to say their name, but one of the group went out and left the table at that moment. There'd been some quite intense conversation, as well as a very annoying pub game that some of us just couldn't do very well at. But one of the group went out, and you chose to follow him. Why, and what was on your mind?
Yeah, I did. I don't know. I just felt prompted to go out with him, and he wanted to have a smoke, so he was outside and having a smoke, and you want me to carry on?
Yeah.
So he was upset because his whole life is falling apart at the moment, and you know, I was there, and he could share all of these problems that he had on his mind and what was occurring to him, and so I listened to him, and you know, and then I was able to perhaps give some of my own examples from my own life that had happened to me, examples that had happened to me, and then it was nice that I got to pray for him. You know, I didn't know too much about him, so you know, so I prayed for him, and he was moved, and he said that he was in that situation where lots of different crosses are coming across your life, and he was sort of surprised and overwhelmed by the fact that that God was on his case, and that he was in the process, it seems, of giving his life to God, and I think he still is. So it was nice to be there to pick up on, but I'm picking up on some of the seeds that have been sown in his life, and when he was a child, he was a Christian, so he's got that background, but he's sort of been away and he's coming back, and I was there to be there for him.
That's lovely. There's a great sense of teamwork in that moment, isn't there? Like, in terms of that scene, there are lots of different people who were coming on and off stage at that moment. Some people, like John, have been with that particular person for years. 4 years just being present. And yet it's Adrian who comes on scene at that moment and says, I'll join you outside for a chat while you have your cigarette. And suddenly something's going on. It's God's working. There's also a whole bunch of guys who are doing nothing other than being all right company, who were just there making up the numbers and being present and buying the next round. Do you know what I mean? It's just showing up, just being on scene at the same time as somebody else has got the starring role is just fine. Last couple of bits for Ellaline and Nick. What kind of advice or encouragement do you have the floor? What would encouragement would you give to people if it's encouraging them, saying you can be a witness to who Jesus is, you can be a witness to God's ways? What would you encourage people with?
To be nice, like even if it's just little things, like, oh, you forgot your bag, here, let me pick it up for you, or whether it's praying for them, like just little and big things like that, where it's just being like the light. Yeah.
I guess I'm picking up this kind of being aware, like you got your kind of antenna up, you know, you're looking out for people and how to help them.
Yeah, exactly. So if I see someone having a hard time, I'll be like, pick up on that, just be like, oh, yeah. Sometimes I have a little like spidey sense, which is like, maybe I should talk to them, or just be like, they need some help.
It's nice. Spidey senses are great.
Yeah.
Last one then, Nick, before we finish.
I would say not worry about methods. You know, how are you going to see, you're going to speak to somebody, what you're going to say, how are you going to share your faith and get that message across and get all hung up on that, and just allow things to occur organically in your life with people. So, you know, just be the best you can, just be as friendly as you can. But one tip for everybody: smile more. All right. If you go out on, when you're walking around doing your, you smile at somebody, you'll get a response from them, and actually that's a key to something. It's a key to change. So yeah, smile more.
Hey, love that. Brilliant. Can we give them a round of applause? Oh, yeah. Just think that's great encouragement for us. So we're going to be drawing to a close.